Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Everyone, we'd like to take this opportunity again to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner. I got a very interesting show coming up this morning, but before we get into that, we'd like to, of course, especially welcome everyone, and glad to have you here with us this morning as we come to you live and in living color here on your radio dial, WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And this show, of course, is made possible through the folks that purchase advertising spots on here, and we want to encourage everyone to visit and trade with them, as Mom and Dad used to say, trade with the local folks. And also, through the auspices of the Clay County Chamber and the three-star committee that helped put this show on. And we've been going for a number of years now, and it's been very enjoyable, and we hope the folks out in Radio Land enjoy it also as much as we enjoy bringing to you here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock with a rebroadcast at 6 o'clock tonight. And I believe that we have got the streaming back up on the Del Hollow Horizon side. I think we had some kind of snafu for a little while and hadn't been able to get those up, but I think they're back up now, so you can go there. And I know the older ones, of course, are all still there, but I think now we'll probably get the newer ones back on. Maybe the backlog to the one we missed will be, maybe get those on there also. So just keep that in your memory bank, and we're glad to have that back up and working correctly. And we got, of course, lots of things going on in and around Salina here. We're right in the middle of basketball season now, and I think our basketball team is going to East Robertson Saturday for a two o'clock in the afternoon basketball game. So that's what they will be doing. I think both the boys and the girls are having an excellent start to the season, so get out and watch them when they're back home, or follow them on the road. But with that, I guess, I don't know of anything else I need to cover right now, except we do the birthday and anniversary show today, which sometimes I'm forgetful about until I get reminded. But we've got those today, and we remind everyone that the number you call on those is 931-243-5574. And if you'd like to wish someone a happy birthday or a happy anniversary, give us a call. And if we draw their name out, they'll receive one of those delicious ice cream cakes from over to Salina Dairy Queen. And with that, let's take a little short break. We'll be back just in a minute and get started up with today's show.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we get into anything else, just want to thank everyone that came out to our program Saturday night, our variety show here at the courthouse. We had a pretty much full house and had a great show. I think everyone enjoyed it. Everything went off pretty good, and we really appreciate everyone showing up and really, really appreciate all the folks that gave of their time and the effort they put into it, the volunteers that helped make all this possible. And we, like I said, really appreciate the folks then that showed up to come out and show their appreciation. But with that, good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning? Well, Mr. Kevin Dawson with me this morning.
Morning, Thomas. Always good to be here.
It's good to have you here with us. And I know we were kind of talking beforehand, maybe a kind of a review and preview of some of the things that have happened here during this last year.
There you go.
Got my tongue tied around my eye, too. Couldn't talk plain for a minute.
Thomas, before we get into that, we were also talking off air. May need to give a shout-out to our hometown boy, Tyreek Key. The Indiana State men's basketball team won their sixth straight game last night. And Tyreek had what may be, I'm not sure about that, a career high. But at any rate, he had 31 points. And they beat Tennessee State, actually. Up in Indiana, the Tigers traveled up there, and the Tigers brought a pretty good record in. I know the Indiana State struggled. They played some really tough games, including Louisville. They played Louisville early in the year, but they've rolled off six in a row. And the game last night piqued my curiosity a little bit. I went and looked at the stats. Tyreek is again the leading scorer for the Sycamores. He's averaging 18 points a game. He's also the leading rebounder, despite the fact that he plays guard. Of course, 18's a little bit more than what he averaged last year, and he led the NBC in scoring last year, as I recall, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And I think he was just recovering from it. Maybe that may have helped his shooting eye.
He had six or eight stitches in
the eyebrow above his eye. And
I never saw the picture of that, but they said it was pretty rough.
It looked pretty rough. It did. And I know the coach, they posted a little video online about when his first day back at practice. And, you know, the coach was talking about how good he looked and everything. He thought maybe the guys were kind of taking it easy on him when he came back, because I think the first six shots he took in practice the first day were three-pointers, and he hit five of them.
Okay.
So it looked like he's back at full strength.
Well, you know, talking about three-pointers, too, me and stats, I just kept digging and digging. Come to find out, heading into last night's game, Indiana State's men's basketball team was in the top five in the country in three-point percentage shooting. I knew they shot it pretty well, and they defended it very well, but that was interesting. They're heading into last night's game better than 40%, which put them at fourth or fifth, if I'm not mistaken, in the whole country.
Yeah, I think I heard something last night, maybe in the Gonzaga game, they were in that top group with shooting around 40-something percent.
Right.
That's a pretty high-level company.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Talking about our high school teams, too, the boys off to a good start, girls off to a good start. through the newspaper, I keep in posts on various places, the JV boys are 11-0. So it looks like we're in pretty good shape, but, and I think the girls are unbeaten. They haven't played quite that many games, but the JV is just rolling.
We got a great, great freshman and sophomore class there, and of course we're depending on quite a few of them to help out during the varsity games. I know the first couple of substitutes are both freshmen, and they're both getting quite a bit of playing time. So things are looking good right now and looking great, maybe even greater here in the future.
Could be, absolutely. Didn't mean to head down the side road, but
we've been known to do that before.
Well, everybody wants to know about Tyreek, and through the wonders of social media, we're able to keep up with him a lot, but wanted to give him a yet another pat on the back.
Well, you know, since you said the word social media, there's nothing you want to talk about with social media that's going on.
Well, you may have read it in the newspaper this week, and hopefully you've seen it on social media and various other outlets as well. We have unveiled four promotional videos made for the county by the State Department of Economic Community Development. We're just really excited about that. It's actually the first thing on my list to talk about, so we'll just head into it if that's okay.
And I just put that on my social media site.
And we're grateful, and a lot of folks are sharing that, but there's a what is called an anthem video, a general video about the county, and then there's three videos made by some of our local manufacturers and businesses talking about how nice it is to be in Clay County. We're real grateful to them for doing that. Thomas, this is all part of the marketing assist. Clay County was one of only 12 counties across the state of Tennessee selected to be a part of that, and those folks made a scouting trip here. Of course, we had to submit for it. It was a competitive thing, and I think there were four Upper Cumberland counties selected, neighboring Jackson County a part of that, Putnam County, and I've Mayor Reagan's here with us now. He seemed like maybe Van Buren County got in that too.
They did.
Four counties, and this is not a grant. It's in a sense, we love our grants, and we're going to talk a lot about them today, but the state actually just handed us a finished product on this. There was no money exchanged, and we don't even know exactly what the price tag is, but if you go in there and look at the videos, you'll know that they're at the highest level. And it really, really helps us put our best foot forward. But I want to give a shout out to the three companies who were a big part of that, V&F Transformer, Honest Abe Log Homes and Sister Companies, and Appalachian Bioscience. And a representative or representatives from each of those counties were directly involved in making the promotional videos for us. So we're really excited about that. It gives us a presence online that we've never had before. You know, we live in the digital age, the video age, and this is something that we could never have afforded on our own. So we're very grateful to the state of Tennessee, PCD, for helping us with this. But go to our website. A lot of folks are sharing it on Facebook. It's actually on YouTube. You can find it. I'm sure you can go to YouTube and type in Clay County. Make sure it's Tennessee. There's 19 Clay counties. But and find it there as well. So it's at a variety of places, and we'll be spreading the word even more.
Okay. Now, all right. Let's go a step further. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Well, good morning.
he crept in on us here a few minutes
ago. Snuck in on you, didn't he?
Kevin, what we got up next there that you want to...
Well, I'll go through mine. The mayor's got a bunch of stuff I know, too, in terms of... grants. Now, another one that was... grant money, and the mayor's very directly involved in this too. The Industrial Development Board received a site development grant this year in the amount of about $60,000, and that was for due diligence at the Mitchell Street Industrial Property. For those of you that may not know, the IDB, Mayor, this actually preceded me, but I guess about 3 or 3.5 years ago purchased that property.
Yeah, it's been about, close to four, I guess, something like that.
We just call it generically the Mitchell Street property. It's kind of north of Salina K-8, and it runs basically north and south along Mitchell Street there. But that Lord willing, will be the future home of some industry for us. It's a long process, but this grant, which we also received from State ECD, was a big help. A lot of things you have to do, and this required due diligence was simply soil borings, some shovel testing, and a grading plan as well. First step of what may be another step, but it's a slow process, but it's moving right along. And this could be a home not only for somebody new, but Mayor, but also maybe one of our existing industries that might need to expand or relocate here in town.
And we have reached out to some of their existing companies here, and they have one of them has expressed an interest, and that could be a possibility. And once we get some of those sites, as Kevin mentioned, we're looking at doing about three different sites out there. The sites, when I'm talking about that, is talking about pad-ready sites. And so it gives us the opportunity to have something for Kevin to work with whenever we're trying to recruit new industry to come and look our way. Right now, we don't have anything as far as if they want a site to build on or whatever. And where we're located at here, Thomas, everyone's aware of it. We're nestled in the arms of the Cumberland and Obi Rivers. And if you're being on the riverbank, you got to do a lot of testing. And occasionally, you know, when they start doing that, you know, they turn up stuff. And so it just, one thing leads to another. But hopefully, Lord be our helper and everything. We're getting through those phases and everything.
Okay. With that, let's take a little short break, work in a few words from our sponsors. And that give us time to catch our breath, gather our thoughts a little bit. We'll be back just in a minute with Mr. Kevin Donaldson from the Chamber Building and, of course, Mayor Reagan from the Clay County Government. So we've got some folks with us this morning that's going to fill us in on a bunch of things that have happened and there's things maybe that are going to happen. We'll be back just in a few minutes.
Let's face it. We are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom?
Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks. but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, Mayor Reagan, it's time for you to tell us a little bit about some of the things that are fixing to happen, or some of the things that have happened.
And again, good morning. And,
good morning to you.
I appreciate the opportunity to come up, as always. You're very gracious to invite me to come up to share the happenings of the county to our citizens out there. I know Thomas, I don't know what all Kevin had touched on, some of the grant funding and stuff that we've been blessed to get this past year, that some things that are on the horizon for us, upcoming grant funding. We got, we're blessed with a $250,000 renovation grant for our health department, and that'll get underway this spring. And that's, they're going to be focusing the main attention to the basement area out there at the health department to upgrade all that and to bring it all up to ADA compliance and everything. The upper floor, we had an addition put on it probably about 7 years ago, six, 7 years ago, and that was through a grant that we got from the Department of Health, and that got everything on the upper floor and complied to ADA. And this is going to be a $250,000 grant. We're tickled to death with that, and they're going to renovate the basement. I think they're going to do some rooms down there to make it more convenient for the citizens and everything, to have different programs and stuff set up to where they can do that down there. So we're looking forward to that, and very blessed to be able to do that.
I'm sure that probably a very nice classroom may be in order down there, or something along that line, where larger groups can meet and at one time.
I know that they haven't seen the full plans of it yet, but I know it's like a little community conference type setting that they're talking about doing, and that'd be very helpful, I think.
Of course, I guess we still maintain our THP office down there.
They're still down there, yes. And I'm not sure what all they're going to be doing there. They may not do a whole lot to that particular area right there, because I don't think it's a whole lot it needs. But some of the other rooms and stuff, like I said, you know, to make it, to bring it up to be ADA, you know, so that the doors and just different things, bathrooms and stuff like that and everything are going to be, would be, I'm not going to say impossible, but it would be very, very hard, and it would have to be a long time out for us to be able to do that on our own. And with this grant and everything, it's going to make it possible so that we can get that done. Hopefully, Lord willing, the upcoming year, we'll get that completed by this time next year. Hopefully, you know, we can be sitting here and saying, hey, I want to invite everybody to come out and look at the new renovation on the health department.
Well, you know, some of y'all, as you get a certain age, you learn to realize the importance of the health care services that we have here in the county.
Absolutely.
And that this will be an opportunity for them to expand the services that they're and to more efficiently offer their services to the citizens here in Clay County.
Yeah, and I certainly want to thank everyone in the Department of Health. I know Debbie and Andy and all of our staff did an outstanding job. We, you know, as well as all of our other emergency services around, I've always said I put them up against anybody here in the county. We have, and out there at the health department, we have a great staff out there.
Okay, what else we got going on?
Well, we've also got on that same line a grant that we have been blessed with. It's a $20,000 grant that we got through the Department of Health. And it's to help with any of our facilities that would encourage healthy living and exercising. And they really focus on walking trails and stuff. So we were blessed about two and a half years ago. We got a $10,000 grant, and we focused it down on the east end of the county, down there at the Maple Grove Community Center. They went and put in a new basketball court out there so that encourage the young folks and old to use that, and they have been doing that. They got some benches set up around. I know in the wintertime you don't get to use it hardly as much, but hey, some of them younger folks and young at heart that gets out there and plays basketball. So that's what it is. And right now we're focusing, and matter of fact, Kevin and myself, and as well as Mayor Spears, is going to be meeting with one of the representatives from the Department of Health here in about an hour or so to go over some of the particulars on that. We're still waiting on the Corps of Engineers to, sign the final paperwork to so that the city of Salina can acquire that the Dollison Park up here, and that's where we're focused on that $20,000 to go to upgrade and to improve the walking trail up there at the park, because it used to be and just about everybody, I'm sure, at one time or another have went up there and walked around the old walking trail back whenever everybody used to use it. They had exercise equipment, you know, along the trail and stuff, and that's what we're wanting to look at, you know, focusing this money on to help upgrade that for everyone.
Okay, and I know that right now the trail is in pretty good condition right now, but there are some spots in there, and of course a lot of us that do occasionally walk that trail we walk down by where if some little bit of underbrush were cleared off, we'd have a nice view of the river down through there and things like that, which would make it much, much more attractive. And I'll have to do a shout out to the walnut trees up there this year. They were fully loaded with walnuts. And folks, if you wanted, what is called by most doctors one of the most perfect health foods in the world, there were plenty of black walnuts on the ground up there this year, and they are delicious. Like I said, that's a great asset for us here in the city, the county, the area, if we can get it. And I know at one time it was used on there was some weekly events going on up there at all times.
Right.
But as the Corps of Engineers kind of backed down from the maintenance and some of the things that they did with their, I guess you'd call them extracurricular areas, then that it did kind of die down a little bit, but the opportunity is still there for, you said playground equipment, various meetings, various family, get-togethers and all those type of things, just as soon as the city can get it taken over and get it shored up real good and have it ready for use again.
They, in any time, the Corps has been real good to work with, but, they have their stipulations and regulations and stuff that they have to go through with, and sometimes if we get a little impatient, being the human side of us kicks in a little bit, and but in government I learned a few years ago it's hurry up and wait, and so hopefully with Congressman Rose's office and different ones that's been helping us work on this, as well as I know Tanya has been spending a lot of time on it as well. We'll be getting the notice here, and hopefully in the near future to do that. And they're going to extend. That's one of the things we're meeting today. We're asking if we can get an extension on that grant because we're wanting to make sure that that we get to put it up there to where it would be beneficial to everyone. You just mentioned and playground equipment as well. I'll go out of that one right into another one. We got Kevin, you may have to help me out here. It's a $10,000 grant, and we got through TDEC, I believe it was, that one come through, and it's going to be going up there to help upgrade some of the playground equipment and stuff at the park up there. So it's a beautiful park. Like you said, Thomas, years ago, it used to be used pretty much on a daily basis for a lot of folks that wanted to go up there and walk, and activities were going on a few years ago, seemed like on a monthly basis anyway, and of course a lot of folks utilize it for birthday parties and stuff like that and everything, and we just want to see get it back up to where it can, because it's got so much potential, and if we can get it over into the city's hands, that there's so much more they can do with it.
We may have to look at the idea of resurrecting a big fish fry here sometime in the next few months or so. Maybe during the next warm weather session we have here in Clay County. Because we know that over the years that was one of the highlights of Clay County, where we had thousands of people that showed up down there. We had, tennis tournaments, all kinds of activities, music, all kinds of stuff going on during that period of time. So, it's something that we still fondly remember, and hopefully we can bring some of the things like that back to the park up there. Well, Kevin, have you got something else you want to talk about for a few minutes before we take a little short break? Wait, let's take a little short break first before we do that.
Might be a good idea.
We're about halfway through the hour, and before we go to break, I'll read off our list today of birthdays and anniversaries. And beginning with, we had a call in from wishing Linda and Larry Crow a happy anniversary. And I believe they said it was their 44th anniversary from family and friends. And also got two major birthdays from out in the other area here in the county, out around the Pine Hill area, had Mr. Junior Hammonds, who celebrated his 80th birthday, and Miss Peggy Davis celebrated the birthday. I'm not going to tell how old that she is, but she was born the same year that Junior was.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Don't tell it, man. Don't tell it.
And also, we'd like to wish a happy anniversary to Shirley and Roy Brown. Celebrate that anniversary, and also James and Alice Faye Gray. And that's our list of birthdays and anniversaries today. And with that, we'll be drawing out a name here in a few minutes, and we'll be giving them one of the, I guess, the little cards to take over to Dairy Queen and get them one of those delicious birthday cakes. And with that, the number, 243-5574. And you'll get the answering machine and speak slowly and clearly. And you'll get your name put on the list. Right now, little short break. We'll be back just in a minute.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Oh!
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, sitting here with Mr. Kevin Donaldson and Mr. Dale Reagan, and we have been talking about some of the things going on in the county. I'm not sure who is next up. And Kevin, are you up next? Or
I'll step in. Excuse me. Continuing to talk about some of the grants we've received this year. Thomas. We received a Twin Lakes. Well, Twin Lakes was the avenue, I guess, through which it flowed, but a nationwide grant in the amount of $5,000 that will actually be used in helping toward a workforce development project. Tied to that is our annual three-star grant that we get from the state of Tennessee. Again, a competitive grant, and you're only, you know, you're only eligible for these if you're in good standing with a three-star program. And that is something we have to jump through several hoops during the course of a year. And Dr. Doug Young oversees that program for us. Sometimes I guess Mayor want to take these for granted, but we shouldn't, should we? I
mean, no, absolutely.
A lot
not.
Of things have to be done to keep us eligible for this.
Absolutely.
And being a three-star community gives us the opportunity to get for our match to be lower.
Right.
Am I remembering that right on certain grants?
Yes.
And it's very important. I know we were, we're in our 11th year, I believe, now being a three-star community, and it's a good thing. But the three-star grant changed some this year. The program did. Instead of being an annual thing, it's a two-year cycle now. And basically what they did was just double the money. We got $50,000 as opposed to the usual $25,000. And the emphasis on that, the way the grant was written this year, will be toward workforce development, a work-at-home initiative, which I know has been discussed on the program before, and also tourism. So those are our two areas. You know, we're always interested in creating jobs, and working from home is a way to create a job. And it's a little bit out of the box compared to what a lot of us in Clay County are used to, but a tremendous amount of opportunities. Depending on what your skill set is, you can make some serious money working at home, being basically a customer service person from the privacy of your own home, if that's something you're interested in doing. And of course, tourism with Dale Hall Lake here, that's a vital thing, and we'll have a good chunk of money to put toward both those efforts. Another grant that we got, which is kind of timely right now too, we just had the World Championships not too awful long ago, and the mayor can help shed some light on this. We got a, for lack of a better term, we'll just call it a marble grant to close in during winter months, and that's already been done, the marble yard over at the fairgrounds. And as a lot of you know, if you've got a marble player in the family, you really know it. I mean, the folks that play Roly Hole are dedicated folks. They don't want to just play during warm weather. They want to play during the winter too, and this will enable them to do that. A lot of folks involved in that, and a tremendous amount of donated labor and hours for that. I mean, hundreds of hours, I think it would be safe to say, to help stretch that $9,000 out as far as it could possibly go. So we're grateful to all the folks who are involved in that. One other grant, which I know has been discussed in great detail, maybe just a couple, 3 weeks ago, Thomas, is the GIVE grant. That's the Governor's Incentive for Vocational Education, G-I-V-E. And, of course, Clay County was one of 25, Mayor?
20-something
counties,
yeah,
across our organizations.
Okay.
It's not even fair to say counties, actually, because a lot of these went to TCATS and other educational entities. And of course, we're tied in with that too. But Clay County and TCAT, along with a lot of local entities, including our governments and our Workforce Development Committee, all partnered to, and we've received $1 million grant for a welding program. And of course, your loyal listeners will remember that's been discussed in great detail. And I just know enough to be dangerous, I guess.
And I think there was one little point that we didn't talk about, and I'm not sure if all of the TCATs and all in the areas did that, but this is a grant that the administrators the administrators of this grant are not taking any admin money from these.
I think that is correct. Somebody else higher than me would need to verify that, but and that's a big, that enables a lot more money to stay in the pot to be used.
Yes, it does, to apply directly to the program. So, you know, and they're to be applauded for that.
Absolutely.
Because if you've never been involved with the grant, you don't realize how much paperwork and how much admin time is actually involved in administering one of these.
And part of that, and the Workforce Development Committee got involved in that. We had to recruit industry partners for this. That was a requirement. And this, too, was a competitive grant. A lot of folks, I forgot how many proposals went in for this $25 million pot, and they basically divided it up in million-dollar whacks. There were some that weren't quite that much, but a lot of money, and welding will be the emphasis on this, and the folks we partnered with, Benmer uses a lot of welding in their operation, obviously. Honest Abe Log Homes and sister companies, both within Clay County, agreed to partner with us on that, and we even reached out across a county line and a state line to include Stevens Manufacturing from Tompkinsville in this as well. And they'll... if they're able, provide some internships, I guess, OJT, on-the-job training as a part of this. But it's a vital, that was a necessary component. We had to have that in there. And, you know, welding is just such a hot and high-paying occupation right now. I'll tell a little bit of a side story here. A couple of months ago, I had a man walk in the chamber, said, I'm looking for workers. What can I do? And we had a conversation about that, maybe some places to check. And I said, well, if you don't mind me asking, what type of workers are you looking for? He said, I need four welders. I'm put four to work right now. I said, well, just stop me whenever you need to. I said, but if you don't mind me asking, what would you pay them? He said, their starting pay would be $20 to $25 an hour. Well, I don't have to tell anybody. In these parts, that's good money, very good money. So... welders can almost write their own ticket right now, and the grant will help produce a pathway basically from Clay County High School, Lord willing, to the workforce, with the big help from Livingston, TCAT, and Myra West and the folks over there.
And I know that we do have the space down at Clay County High School, I think, now that's available. Of course, it's going to take quite a bit of remodeling.
Yes.
Because, you know, welding shops today aren't where you just have your great big old building and get out there in the middle of it and build a houseboat hull and not worry about the gases that escape out into the atmosphere and that type of thing. Now,
right.
You know, it has to be in a... I know all those booths have to have... proper ventilation and all that type of thing. So it's going to take quite a bit of remodeling. But the nice thing about that is that's going to stay with us.
And Tom was talking about the expensive nature of it. Myra West, the TCAT Livingston director, came over and looked at the space at the high school and was talking about it. And I've forgotten the number, but she told how many thousands of dollars it took to set up one welding booth for a student to work at, and I'll just use the word that I was flabbergasted at what the amount was, and I don't remember what it was.
It seemed like, in my mind, there was a price of like $18,000.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, it seemed like that. I mean, for some reason, that number is stuck there. Like I said, may not be right either, but I know it was quite a bit of money to fix each one of those.
It was a lot. It will be a lot, but we're grateful for that. Really are.
Okay, Mayor.
Yes, we got another one that we were blessed with this past year that we were awarded was our home grant, our THDA home grant. We got $500,000, and this is a grant that we apply for every year, and we've been blessed. Over the last few years that Clay County has been awarded these grants, but we went there for a spell that we weren't qualified, or we didn't get awarded it, but the Lord blessed us this past year and we was awarded a $500,000 grant and for a rehabilitation project of and it's across the whole county. Some of these grants, sometimes, you know, they choose selected areas and stuff, but this is not the way this one is. It's It's going to be, you know, every citizen across the county, we want you to come out and put in an application, and of course that'll go into the Department of Housing, and they're the ones that looks at all of them, and they're the ones that, you know, that makes determination of who's awarded for their housing. And should be coming out in the paper, if not this week, next week. Be holding a public meeting for application workshop. Be coming up Tuesday, January the 7th, and that'll be down there at the center, the community center at the government complex. And it's going to be from 5 o'clock in the afternoon to 7. And I ask them to do that because I know a lot of folks out there that might not be able to come during the daytime, and that way they'll give everybody the opportunity. Hopefully that'll be a time frame that everybody, that if you're interested, be able to come down. And there'll be folks down there with the department that will, can help you go over what it takes to qualify, and also help you with the process of filling out that application and everything. So,
okay, now just exactly what can they do, Dale, to a home that needs some type of rehabilitation?
Yeah, that's basically what they're looking at. In the past, we've had some grants that, you know, that they did some replacement homes. And I'm not for sure that there's going to be many of those. $500,000 sounds like a whole lot of money, and it is a whole lot of money. But once you start replacing a whole home and everything, that don't go very far.
Well, you know,
so
that
what they're looking at is trying to see the needs and trying to see how they can spread this out across the whole county to help, you know, the most people that we can help. So that's what they'd be looking at.
And when let me ask you, do they look at the condition? I know they do, the prior condition, that the structure, and, you know, somebody's got to make a determination, you know, hey, you know, this is something that we can't help.
Yeah.
And, you know, it has to be something that is repairable.
Right.
And something that is sustainable.
Yeah, and if you got electrical problems and stuff like that, they may, you know, they'll look at that, if the house needs to be upgraded, you know, as far as that goes, their electrical and plumbing and roofs and, you know, weatherization type projects that they'll be looking at. And they have a whole list of things that, you know, that you can look at, and they will help you determine, you know, well, do I qualify for this or or not. But I encourage everybody to come out. If you think that you have a need, please come out. I mean, you never know.
No matter how great or how small.
Yeah, I mean, because we don't know, you know, you just don't know, and this is an opportunity that we have, and I want to make sure that everyone out there is aware of it. We're running it on the paper. I know Kevin and him has been running it out there on the sign. We put it on the radio, and we just want everybody to come out and at least apply.
You know, and just wondering here, you know, looking at you as an electrician, wondering, you know, how many of these homes that have been remodeled over the years that you have walked into and got up in an attic and found aluminum electrical wiring up there.
Oh, yeah.
With a 220 heater downstairs somewhere.
Yeah, they're a lot.
There's still a few of those out there.
Oh, yeah.
And that is, you know, and a lot of folks that have purchased a home from someone, you know, it looks like, you know, it maybe was built 20 years ago, but there may have been sections in there that were built 70 or 80 years
right.
ago.
Yeah. Well, they've added and built onto it and stuff. So, and there'll be folks from the Department of Housing will be the ones that will be doing the inspecting and stuff on these houses and stuff. And so, I can't say it enough. If you feel like you have a need, please come out, and on the 7th of January from 5 to 7, and get you an application. And the girls and the guys with that department will be there. I'm saying girls and guys. If I say girls, we'll wind up, they'll be all guys and stuff. But the folks will be there to help us, you know, with your application.
And you ain't going to get it if you don't ask for it.
Exactly.
And nothing to lose.
No,
just
I mean, just
take a little time to fill some paperwork out.
Yeah. And I wish we could serve, you know, everyone. But we know that, you know, we've only got a limited amount here that we can do. And that don't mean that, you know, that we'll put our name back in the pot again. And I mean, we'll just keep it going until, Lord willing, we'll eventually get everyone served.
Well, you know, like you said, if we do it right the first time, we've got a great chance of getting it the second time.
Absolutely, yes. We can see what the need is out there, and that goes a long way. It's just kind of going back to this grant that Kevin was talking about there, you know, that participation and going across the state line to another county, I think that probably helped us somewhat in that as well, because it's, we're looking at spreading this thing out, you know, not just Clay County, but I know it reaches out into Jackson County and other counties around it on this welding project and everything. So.
Well, you know, it kind of goes back to an easy thing to say, and that is, you know, we hear so many people say, you know, well, why can't we do that? We need to change that to how can we do that?
Yeah.
And, if we get that mindset and that change, you know, there's nothing you can't do if you're looking for a way to,
yeah.
And instead of complaining about why you can't do it.
Yeah, there's, you know.
I'll make you respond to that.
Okay.
Kevin, have you got something else quickly? We're about to run out. Well, we got about 10 minutes.
Well, I'd just like to mention the fact that, you know, we've talked about a lot of grants here, but one thing that is not a grant, but something that we have received and will receive a visit today as a part of that is the governor's outreach to the distressed counties. And of course, we fall in that category. And I've not added it up just along these lines. We got to be over $2 million in grant money we've received this year for various things. And that's just tremendous. I mean, that makes a big impact in a county our size. But Governor Lee has really reached out, and Mayor Reagan can tell us about a visit we're actually going to have today related to all that later today.
Yeah, we got our go-to person with the governor's office, Dakota Simpson, and he is going to come up to visit with us today, Kevin and myself and some more folks, and just kind of sit down and bring us up to date on some of the things that the governor's through the governor's the Rural Summit initiative that we had back in, I guess it was in August, September or something, late fall, and that we had for distressed counties. And one of the things, like Kevin said, you know, since the governor, that was his first executive order when he came into office, that he wanted to start emphasizing, you know, as much attention that he could toward the distressed counties and why they're distressed and why they've been distressed. And what do we need to do to try to help them start climbing out of that distressed status? And since that took place, we have got to meet more of his cabinet folks. The commissioners and the directors have came out to the counties and sat down with us one-on-one. And in all my tenure that I've been in office, this is probably the first time that that's ever happened. We've had those folks come out, and actually we've got another meeting coming up next month with the commissioner of TDEC is wanting to meet with us about some things here as well. So it's about all the governor's commissioners and the directors and stuff that they're certainly coming out and putting forth an effort. And it takes time. You know, we didn't get in this status overnight, and it's certainly going to take time to get out of it. But Lord be our helper. I feel like we're on the right track heading in that direction.
And I'm wondering, too, I know a lot of folks are still concerned. Do we have any timeline maybe on the hospital yet? Have we got anything down in concrete that we can even, we're still waiting on?
I know that they have, they applied for an ARC grant, and I don't think that they didn't get that. But they're also waiting on the numbers to come back, getting their license numbers on the Medicaid, Medicare numbers. I think that they've got everything took care of on the state level. They have applied for a USDA grant, and I think we're supposed to hear something about that hopefully around the first of the year. So still looking at some of those things to see as far as though having a definite date. I think that, you know, that they've not really give us anything as far as that go, but it's still ongoing. And Lord be our helper, and I keep telling everybody, don't stop praying. And so, you know, we were blessed that Mr. Presley looked our way, and it's still ongoing.
Very good. Anything news on the jail? Are we still moving along on that?
We're moving, I guess, as we say, at a turtle pace in a sense, but we did. The county commission met a couple of weeks ago, last Monday night, a week ago, and they passed the first reading of a increase in wheel tax to help fund the debt and the operational cost of the jail. So They'll have another reading of that in January, and if it has to pass by 2/3 majority of the commission, and the first reading passed 7-3, and so in January we'll have another reading on that, and if that passes, then it's 30 days subject to petition, and so once that goes through, if that doesn't happen, then that'll go into effect probably when the state has to do some things. You know, the Department of Revenue has to do their thing, and we'll start doing that. And once that happens, then the architect and engineer will get started on the. Right now, we have a preliminary design, and once we can give them the go ahead to start to work on the original. That'll get started, and but we're still looking at, you know, from a 2.5-year project down the road. Once somebody hand the sheriff the keys and say, here it is, sheriff. And so you're looking at probably about a 2.5-year project down the road.
Well, have we covered most of our official things today? I know, Kevin, you've got the pet project you want to talk. Before you reach in there and put me a number in there, we'll give a birthday cake, and then I know we've got something coming up here and that you and I are both interested in. And I just got a little bird in my ear that says the rebroadcast will be at 5:00 this afternoon. There's probably a basketball game or something going on somewhere or another. I'm kind of surprised that's happening this time of the year, but so it'll be 5:00 this afternoon. And remember once again that the streaming versions of the show are back up and online. Well, Kevin, we've got something important in the athletic field coming up here.
We do. I just want to let everybody know that the Hall of Fame, Clay County Sports Hall of Fame voting is underway. We had roughly a handful of new nominees. We had, a good 15 people still on the ballot from previous nominations. So sometime within the next couple of weeks, we'll be announcing 5 new inductees into the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. Excited about that. If I could plug 2 things. 2019's coming to an end. 2020 around the corner. 2 big things. Don't have time to talk about them today, but 2 big things. The census and the sesquicentennial. Clay County's 150th birthday in 2020. So keep those in mind and keep listening here.
And okay, now, and Kevin has some a few of the commemorative knives over there, the case knives with the 150-year logo and things on them, and we've got a few left out of the last order we made, and I think the committee had decided that the preliminary stage is about over on these, and the price will probably go up at the first of the year.
We've got about 5 or 6 knives left. Now, this is probably your last opportunity to buy one at $75.
And they are great Christmas gifts, and I have a couple of them, so, you know, you can give me a yell at 243-3464 if you'd like for me to hold on to one for you.
Before they cut us off, Thomas, if I may, I want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, as well as our offices for the county offices will be closed on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. And they'll be reopening on Thursday. We'll be open Monday, but the holiday vacation time is Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Your offices will be closed, as well as your solid waste department. So, I mean, they'll be closed. So they'll be reopening on Thursday. They'll be open on Monday, but be closed on Tuesday and Wednesday, but reopening on Thursday. So Merry Christmas to everyone.
And the winner today of our birthday and anniversary cake, Shirley and Roy Brown. Happy anniversary. Come over by and pick up your certificate. Take it over there and get your birthday cake and anniversary cake and celebrate your anniversary in style at the Dairy Queen.
And Christmas maybe too.
Yeah, and
happy
Christmas
anniversary.
Too.
Shirley, you're a good woman. Happy anniversary.
I didn't say that. Thank you all for joining us today. And with that, we'll see you again next week, good Lord willing, at the same time on this channel, WVFB-FM 101.5, Kick Country. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, We hope you have a great week.